date today? January 31st, I'm running 80.
Understand that it was a similar situation, and He also expressed that to me in Australia when in his first class of the theme called Guru Devatatma, which means that the Guru is more intimate than your own Atma, when I told Gurudev that I don't feel like that when I see you, that, oh, here's someone who's more close than my own Atma, I just more or less feel guilty that I'm not serving you nicely. So he replied, yes, that's why I gave that class. Then he said, there's no separation between Krishna and the gopis at any time, and yet they're all made by the arrangement of Yogamaya to feel separation from each other, because that heightens meeting. Otherwise, have you ever been in Jagannath Puri or California, where the waves are so high on the ocean, and if you just sit there, especially in Puri, you can just stand there and it's like watching a TV show. It's so interesting how the waves are coming one after another. Whereas in other places, when there's no wave, you can't keep looking at it. It gets boring. You've had your few minutes and you just walk away or jump in and swim. So, the waves are compared to the waves of separation, which make the ocean of meeting more interesting. Sometimes there are demons, and Mother Yasoda gets very worried, say, for example, when Trinivada steals Krishna up into the sky, or there's some other danger, and that makes their meeting more intense. Sometimes, of course, this is on a transcendental level, it's not to be compared with anything here. Sometimes he would come to her and weep to come on her lap, and she would say, you're such a dirty boy, you're a friend of the monkeys, you play with the monkeys, you're dirty like the monkeys, plus you're a thief. If there's any thievery going on anywhere in Braj, you can know it's been done by my son. So no, don't come on my lap. But then some demon comes along, and Mother Yasoda gets all worried, and then she comes and takes Krishna on her lap. So separation is for making meeting more meaningful. So Sri Guru does that too. During his lectures in Badger, when he was talking about, well, he also even told us at the beginning of Badger that this is my last visit here. So he said, like, I'm closing up shop. I'll be traveling around India, which he ended up not doing too. Well, sort of. He sort of did travel around India, didn't he? To Puri and to Navadweep. He said when the weather changes, hot or cold, I'll go to a different place. So then, it's like after he said, this is my last time here, and everybody was completely miserable to hear that, he just like took a deep breath, like, okay, I'm tired. I've done everything that I have to do. Of course, he's totally transcendental. And when he goes like that, he's not really tired like anybody in the material world. But he's indicating, start getting ready, everybody, and start understanding who I am, who you are, and how you can be with me. And then he gives this whole theme about Krishna leaving Vrindavan and how all the residents of Vrindavan lament, and then he has his beautiful, beautiful kirtan leaders like Janava and Radhapriya and Radhika sing the various Viraha songs of separation of when Krishna went to Mathura, and it's very heartrending. So, to summarize that, he's making us feel separation from him to increase the inner meaning, so that one day or one millennium we can come to have that with Radha and Krishna, and particularly with Radha, and Gurudev will be there then. So yesterday we began reading about the beginning of Krishna's getting ready to leave Vrindavan, and today we'll be continuing that. Also, I think we read yesterday that when he's performing the pastimes with Kaliya and with Aristasura, it's not like it is in the material world where he just kills them. But there, for example, Kaliya, he rode around on like a horse, taking the garments of the wives of Kaliya and tying them all together and making a rope out of it and putting the rope through Kaliya's nose and making it like a, what do you call those things? Reins, right. And then totally having Rasa Leela on the hood and making the gopis look more lustrous even than before by the lustrous jewels on the hoods of Kaliya. And then Aristasura, the bull, how he tied him up and then they used him as for the bullock cart. And then Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that these pastimes go on again and again in different ways. They repeat themselves. Like Krishna goes to Mathura, he stays there for a short time. When he comes, he stays there for a few months, 90 days. Then he comes back, and everybody feels like he never went, except in a dream. They think, oh, we have this terrible dream that Krishna went to Mathura, he got 16,000 wives, he stayed there for so many years. So Krishna comes back after a few months and continues his pastimes and again chastises Kaliya, again fights with Aristasura. And then every time these things happen, everybody thinks that it's happening for the first time. In 1996, when I finally, after a few years, finally decided that I should leave the material conception of ISKCON and just join Gurudev and not care what they were hearing about how I was against Prabhupada and all that. So in 1996, and it's in Houston, Gurudev's first world tour, so I said to him, now that I'm always going to be with you, because before it was like we had to sneak off from the temple two or three times a week, and later in the 2000s, especially in the later 2000s, when we would come in and ask a question, he'd say, you have 1 second, hurry up. Back in the 90s, the early 90s, you have 1 hour, hurry up, to ask all your questions. It was such amazing days. If you want to experience those amazing days, you can just by going on Pure Bhakti TV or getting the hard drive from Isha Prabhu and having it on your own computer. So during those days, in the early 90s, when I first met Gurudev actually, he told me to read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And then I immediately just stopped everything and just read the whole book. And then I came back and I asked him about it. It was very confusing to me that the pastimes were happening again and again. And Krishna went to Mathura and then he came back and then he went to Mathura again and then he came back. And each time we're thinking that this is the first time it's happening. Not only are the pastimes happening for the first time, we're thinking, but Krishna always looks like a brand new person. Everything is the first time. So this is explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and we will be reading it. But I just want to read to you also about my conversation with Gurudev on that subject. In 1967 in New Jersey, I was sitting with Prabhupada. There were just a couple of us in his room, and he said to me, "When you go back to Godhead, you will become a maidservant of Srimati Radhika, of Radharani." So it wasn't my time to hear any more about it than that. So I didn't ask further, and he didn't say anything further. He just said it to me twice, the whole time that I was with him. So then, following his order to pour water on the seeds and withering sprouts that Gurudev Prabhupada planted, following Prabhupada's order to give water, Srila Gurudev cultivated all those seeds and is now trying to help us to concentrate on the goal of Goloka Vrindavan. So now I'm asking him these questions. Is that clear? I'm asking his these questions on Brihad Bhagavatamrita about that confusion. Here I go. It says in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that after Krishna left for Mathura, he came right back to Braj and performed more pastimes with the people there. And then he went back to Mathura again, and again he returned to Braj and again performed the pastime of chastising Kaliya. This is a new concept for me. I've never heard this before. I don't understand it. So Gurudev replied, "All the explanations and stories in Brihad Bhagavatamrita are of Goloka Vrindavan, not of Vrindavan in this material world when Krishna was here. Try to understand this. In Goloka, all these leelas come in repetition, but everyone thinks that they are happening for the first time. In this world, suppose someone sees someone else for the first time. It will definitely be a new experience. Oh, hello, how are you? What's your name, Jamuna? Very nice to meet you. There'll be a sense of newness to the experience. Whereas the next time you meet, the next time you see that same person, the experience will not be so new, and the interest may have died down." There's Jamuna again. I have to see her every day. "In Goloka Vrindavan, on the other hand, the leelas of Krishna are ever increasingly new. The residents of Vrindavan think that Krishna, every single time they think, Krishna is going to Mathura for the first time. And the Mathura Vasi see, oh, Krishna is coming here for the first time. We've never seen him before." Gurudev said, "This is called Nitya Nava Navaya Muna. Always new, new, and not only new, new, but newer and newer. Like for a newspaper, if any of us are unfortunate enough to read newspapers, in the first moment of reading them, it seems exciting. Then, after a couple of days, and then everybody, Prabhupada said, everybody walks home with their newspapers in their arms, held tightly to their chest. Then after 2 or 3 days, those same newspapers are no longer new, and people use them on the floor right near where their walls are, so when the paint, when the walls get painted, it drips onto the newspaper and not onto the floor. In Vrindavan, they use the old newspapers to make bags and pack up your puffed rice. But in Goloka Vrindavan, not only is everything new, but it's newer than the previous moment. Here, everything gets older. And there, everything gets newer. So then I ask, well, do the past times happen exactly in the same way each time, or does it happen differently? So Gurudev answered, it may be the same, and it may be different. But Krishna's associates always see that it's happening for the first time. Even if the pastime has been going on for innumerable times, they never consider this is the same or different. So then I thought, I thought the pastimes are eternal. Now, it seems that it happens again and again, not eternally. Eternally means no beginning and no end. That's what I always learned. So Gurudev said, yes, no beginning and no end. So then I said, well, if there's no beginning and no end, then how can you have repetition? Because something has to stop in order for it to start again. So Gurudev said, there is no repetition, actually. It's actually no repetition. It's always brand new. This is the effect of Yogamaya, who is so clever and so intelligent and so powerful and so sweet that she covers the intelligence of Krishna and Radhika. She makes them taste each experience in newer and newer ways. She makes them taste everything as brand new. Not only that, let's take it that Radharani sees Krishna unlimited times, right? Unlimited times. Just last night, she spent the entire night with him. Then in the morning, Yasoda called her from her home. And so she went to Yasoda Bhavan, where Krishna lived, and she thought, she goes there every morning to cook. And she sees Krishna day and night, at Kushan Sarovara, at Radhakund, at so many different places during the day. And in Seva Kunj at night, at Nidavan at night. And still, when she goes there to cook every morning, she thinks, this is the first time I'm here. And this is the first time I'm seeing Krishna. And sometimes she doesn't even recognize him. Who is that amazing looking person? And Krishna thinks the same way about her. That every time is the first time. That's why, no matter what stage of praying they're on, that is, Krishna has already gone to Mathura and Dwarka, or they're seeing Krishna all the time, but then he goes out every day cowherding. No matter what it is, they're always in Purva Rag. In Goloka Vrindavan, everything that's before, all the stages that are before, are in the later stages, but in a higher way. I know it doesn't make any sense yet. So I'll explain it. So let's say Shraddha. Shraddha is the first stage, right? And then we go on to what? What's the next stage? Anybody? Bhajana Kriya, doing the 64 limbs of bhakti. Then what comes? Anasana Vritti. So does that mean that Shraddha disappears when Anasana Vritti comes? And then after Anasana Vritti, there's Nissa, steadiness. So that means there's no Shraddha? Shraddha's passed, and now we're in Nissa? Everyone, what does it mean?
Shraddha has developed.
To the point of Nissa. Right, that means there's more Shraddha. It's not that it goes, but there's more of it in the stage called Nishtha. Let me ask you this though, Abhiram. Would you say that Shraddha is there in Madanati Mahabhav? That means the love that only Radharani has, she has that low Shraddha, which is the beginning of bhakti? What would you say about that? Why? Why is it minute? in her, why is it minute? She has the faith that Krishna is mine, and if I go like this and don't talk to him, he's going to plead with me and fall at my feet and be controlled by me. So it's not necessarily the minutest, it's Shraddha at the stage of Madanaki Mahabhav, just like Vatsalya Bhav
is less than Madhurya Bhav, isn't it? Right?
One way I've heard you describe that, I don't know about most minute. Of course, in Radharani, it wouldn't be not minute, but what he means, I think, is that it's the lowest common denominator of the mathematical equation of the highest thing, which is Madanaki Mahabhav. Shraddha would be the lowest common denominator.
Why is it the lowest?
Because it's step one for those like us.
For us, it's low.
Yeah.
But for her, it's high.
For us, it's high.
For her, Shraddha is high. Her Nista is the Nista that's in Madanaki Mahabhav. Her steadiness, that even though Krishna goes and has 16,000 queens, and it's 60 years later, she's still steady that Krishna is mine. So her Nista is to the extent of Madanaki Mahabhav. Let's take Vatsalya, which is lower than Madhurya. So does that mean Vatsalya is past and there's no Vatsalya in Radharani's Madhurya? I'll give you another chance, Ravi Ram. Huh? The question is, or maybe Madan Mohan would like to answer. He looks like you have a question. Okay, we'll just finish this. Vatsalya Bhav is the Bhav of Mother Yasoda. Now, that Vatsalya Bhav is not as high as Madanaki Mahabhav of Radharani, right? So that means there's no Vatsalya in Madanaki Mahabhav, right?
No.
Why not? So how is there Vatsalya Ras in Madanaki Mahabhav, for example? How is it included? Just theoretically? Okay, but can you give me an example?
Like the gopis, when they're praying in gopi geese, for the safety of Krishna's feet as he's going out in the forest, and they're worried about the sharp thorns.
Okay, good. They're worried about Krishna's maintenance. Maintenance is a feature of Vatsalya Bhav. What else? Cooking. Okay, very good. So, why did I bring that up anyway? Does anybody know? I don't know. But why did I bring up Shraddha? Oh yes, because Purvaraga is one of the types of separation, but it's before they ever met Krishna. Like when they see Krishna from a distance, before they've ever met him, and they're wanting to meet him. That's called Purvaraga. It's attachment before meeting. But Purvaraga is always there, even after they've seen Krishna a million times. That's what I was going to come to. Thank you for your help. Like Krishna, whenever he sees Radha, he thinks, she's so qualified, she's so beautiful. She's so generous. What an amazing person that I'm seeing for the first time. When Radharani sees Krishna, her eyes don't blink. She's like a deer. You know a deer? They have these big, giant eyes. And neither of them consider, when they see each other, they become so absorbed in this newness of it. This striking, amazing newness. which is ever unfolding and newer at each moment, that they don't even consider, is somebody watching, is somebody not watching? Krishna Velasini?
When they're separated, don't they remember as part of separation what happened in the past, and that causes them some kind of spiritual pain? They remember past activities.
What is the nature of the question? The question is,
well, if everything's happening for the first time all
oh,
the time,
yeah. Right, okay, good.
How are they remembering things that happened in the past?
Good. So the question is, if everything's happening for the first time, then how are they remembering the past? Oh, and Krishna used to do that, and when Krishna leaves, they meditate on the same pastime that brought them so much joy. But now the same pastimes are bringing them pain. So how is it that on one hand, everything is fresh and new, and on the other hand, everything is remembering sometimes brings pain. So they're remembering something of the past. Right? That's the question. How to reconcile that. So they're both going on simultaneously. That experience of remembering is also unfolding at every moment in ever new ways. Although it's remembrance of the past, it's unlimitedly ecstatic, even in the pain, because in the spiritual world, pain and pleasure are two varieties of pleasure. And here in the material world, pain and pleasure are both varieties of pain. Because even if I'm having something pleasure, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose it. So there's fear. And then there's some anxiety about it, and so it's always mixed, it's never pure. So the question is how to reconcile that. And the answer, one of the answers, is that even in their remembrance and feeling of separation, when for 60 or 70 years Krishna was away from Vrindavan before they got to see him again, still whenever they remembered something past, they were always ever unfolding, ever fresh experiences. They weren't like boring or I don't want to remember that anymore. It's ever, even the remembrances are ever fresh and new. The bhavs are ever fresh and new. The moods are ever fresh and new. It's explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we read when we were studying the fourth chapter of Adi Lila, that on one hand, Krishna himself is ever fresh and new, and his features are always getting newer and more wonderful at every moment. But at the same time, the mirror of love, of the love of the gopis, especially Radharani, that mirror, the nature of the mirror, is it is always fresh and new, and always reflects Krishna in its own ever-fresh and new ways. So the mirror of their love and how they see Krishna doesn't depend on him outside of them changing and being ever new, because their mirror always becomes newer and newer too. So there's a constant competition between the beauty, the ever-fresh, newly blossoming beauty of Krishna, and how the gopis are perceiving that beauty in ever fresh and new ways. There's a competition. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, neither are defeated. So then Gurudev said, he says that, but actually he doesn't really, that's not really his desire. Because he's really on the side of Radharani in his own life. And he, like all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, always wants Radharani to win. So, then I asked him, Is this all making some sense, at least on the intellectual level? Okay. Yes. Yeah, louder.
Mistake is a necessary and important part of sadhana. But when somebody reaches the level of bhava or prema, then sadhana is not important. So how does this nishtha apply to Srimati Radhika, for example?
I hope I got your question. Sadhana is important for the sadhak, but sadhana is not necessary for the siddha, the perfect devotee. So why is nishtha,
which is part of sadhana,
why is it...
How does it apply to Srimati Radhika?
It's a part of sadhana when it's in sadhana, and it's a part of prema when it's in prema. The nistha here in sadhana is very, very low in comparison, because the attachment to Krishna is very low. In fact, at the platform of nistha, it's still all with the intelligence. I should serve Krishna, and I will, no matter what. When we come to asakti, which is also in sadhana, then I start getting a reflection of Krishna's pastimes. Andaraye, Yahampuraye, I forgot that there's no... There's no plastic screen. I said, come inside. Charinamrita Leijie, or Kitabe, can you get him? So where are we? Oh yeah, so everything, then we come to asakti, which is when there starts to be reflections of Krishna's pastimes in the heart. That's when realization begins. But asakti, or attachment, is there in its full-blossomed highest aspect in Radharani and the Gopis, and next in Yasoda. So everything is there, but it's not sadhana at that time. The nistha in sadhana is a practice stage of the reality. Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha ki jai, Shri Sachinandan Gaura Hari ki jai.
So in prema it's natural.
It's natural, yeah. Jamuna used to be a lifeguard. Are you here, Jamuna? Oh, she's there with them. She used to be a lifeguard. So today, me and her were talking about artificial respiration. That if somebody has almost drowned, and then you bring them up to the land, Jamun, I'm talking about our artificial respiration talk today. So then you bring them on the land, they can't breathe because they're full of water. So the lifeguard or anybody else gives them artificial respiration. And the reason that the artificial respiration turns into real respiration is because breathing is natural for a human being in its healthy stage. So it has to be artificial or practiced when it's not happening. Does that make it more clear?
Yes.
Narahari Prabhu? So you're asking, are these the only three examples of pastimes that here in the material world they get killed, and there in the spiritual world they just get tamed?
Well, you mentioned that they repeat themselves.
Yeah, well, everything seems to repeat itself.
Right.
But that's, yeah, I think that my next question to Gurudev will answer that. No, everything repeats itself. But it doesn't really repeat itself. And you'll see by the next question and answer that I'm asking Gurudev. We just need to see it like that because we have these robot bodies and robot minds. And so we have to hear repetition, eternal, no beginning, no end, ever fresh, but it's just like robot words for us. And when a person like myself, who's just a conditioned soul, repeats these things that Gurudev said, it's just like robot syllables. They have no meaning to me in a real level. Whereas when a person in Raghunuga Bhakti speaks the same exact thing that I'm saying, you get from him a shadow of the reality. And when a pure devotee, a Ragatmika Bhakta, like Gurudev, says the exact same thing, because I'm just reading the conversation that we had together, he is putting in the reality as a seed in the heart. Does that help? And I don't. So everything, it seems like a repetition, it seems like it's, but it's always fresh and new. And we'll read, this is just an introduction, actually, to my reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which I didn't get to today. So we'll start tomorrow and we'll see more about the repetitions, how Krishna kills Kamsa repeatedly. We need to make an announcement. Thank you. The announcement is that tomorrow at 4 p.m. there will be a Nagar Sankirtan led by Abhiram Prabhu and who? Shonaka Prabhu. That means Thakurji is also going around Vrindavan
until
5:30 to honor Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja. So it's the eve of Vyasa Puja, Nagar Sankirtan, and you can also distribute books. And regarding the distribution of books, yeah. Well, just regarding books, who should they see? Tiruni? And we'll do a thing with the book sponsorship. Book sponsorship will pay for books to be distributed Hindi tomorrow. So, cutters, starting tomorrow at 9 o'clock, the kitchen people like Dwija Krishna Prabhu need cutters to start cutting vegetables, even though the main cooking will be the next day, because it's going to be a very, very big feast. Just like, my goodness, in Govardhan, in Navadweep, it was like unlimited, one preparation after another. So I think and hope that's going to how it's going to be here tomorrow. And so, I mean not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. So we need to start tomorrow, 9 o'clock, for anybody who'd like to help. And I just want to continue reading. I'm sorry?
Is it my question is, Dwija Krishna Prabhu is cooking here or there?
Vasanti.
Oh, he's going to be cooking here.
Yeah, he's cooking here. Good morning. He'll come at 8:00. Yeah, but he over today.
He's not right. What? Then who's cooking over there?
They're not. They're not
cooking
here.
Oh, okay. Everybody's concentrating. All the monks are concentrating here.
Oh, good, because last time we had it over there. Yeah.
Right.
I was so worried about that. I was like, geez.
Yeah.
So, help.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll just continue reading this, just one more paragraph. Or maybe we'll just complete it tomorrow, and then we'll begin the reading of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Gurudev said here, actually, all these questions that I'm asking, he said, if you have any taste for these things, any Krishna conscious, these questions would never come into your mind. You'd simply be seeing everything as quite new, quite new. So we'll finish that tomorrow. And he said all these questions are forgotten. You're just overwhelmed. So that's the end. That's the goal. And Srila Gurudev's giving it to us here as Srila Prabhupada's partner and successor. Giving it here. And we'll end here. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Well, I think Shonika is... We'll try. Tomorrow. Tomorrow we can get into it more elaborately. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Sachi Nandan Gaura Hari ki jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Shri Jamuna Devi ki jai, Shri Amritala ki jai. We're surrounded by all these great personalities and we're right in the midst of Rasastali ki jai. Shri Sundarati ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gurudev ki jai, Gaur Premanandi.
I'm worried about a future.